Now, let me make a very clear announcement. The part I have to take in this conference cannot be taken unless I do it in my office as a prophet. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, let your eyes of understanding be enlightened. I know how we will start. I can't guarantee how this meeting will end tonight. Is that okay now? Let your eyes of understanding be what? Enlightened. Open everything. See, when it comes to receiving a prophet, there is a way to receive. There is a way to receive. Is that okay now? Somebody's life is about to shift. Listen. It's about to shift in unbelief. You will sit down and say, my God, this is it. There is a shift. Thank you, Father. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. While we are seated, where is Mary? There's a sound we raise. It's been coming in my spirit. You know, there's a way this thing functions. Sorry, you can back up with that. Sorry, please. But there's a sound we raised. It's been at Ifra and it has not left me. Just be seated and just help those under the anointing. Let's be very much focused. Raise that sound.
Ti baba la sheo. Ti baba loye. Ni bongo orore. Emi mi mo balewa. Arawa shi ya gaga. Ti baba la she. Oh, ti baba loye. Ti baba la she, ti baba loye. Ni bongo mo orore, emi mi mo bale, ara mi si agaga. Ti baba la she.
Please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I've shared with you that there is a way to receive when it comes to a prophetic atmosphere. There is a way to receive. Amen. Thank you. Please, thank you, Streams of Life. You may be seated. I'm going to be teaching tonight briefly on a very important subject. Building ministries that will survive seasons. Building ministries that will survive seasons. And I want you to please pay attention. Let's turn our Bibles, book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 from verse 10 to 7. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 from verse 10 to 7. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 from verse 10 to 7. Can you please project that scripture? According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Now there is a very serious code that is locked up in that scripture. I have laid the foundation as a wise master builder. And that's a very strong word. That's a very strong word. He acknowledged the fact that wisdom is required for building. Then he also seemed to acknowledge something very strange. That wisdom also know limitations. Let me explain. You know, when you are writing a research work, you have the scope of your study, but you also have the limitations. So it is said, as a wise master builder, look at it. I have laid the foundation. So the depth of this wisdom is to insist on the path that has been given to him, foundation. Do you understand that? Wisdom is not the ability to do everything. It is to know your path and do it with your whole. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, look up. Let me explain, because this is not supposed to be a session that is far from you. A very practical session. Now, there is a grace upon my life. And it's a strange teaching grace. That almost any topic I teach on looks like that's what I've been called to teach. If I teach on the subject of relationship, you feel this man is a relationship coach. Until you see me on the field and you see miracles happening with healings, strange healings. And then somebody says, oh, he's an healing evangelist. And then somebody else comes and sees the prophetic and says, oh, he's a prophet. Then somebody else comes and see the church planting grace and say, ah, he's a church planter. When you wear a coat of many colors, see, the chances of failing may possibly increase unless you are wise enough to insist on your generation knowing you for the specific work, amongst other things. Am I being plain enough? Somebody can sing, you can preach, you can do all. You will see, it is your responsibility to determine what your generation will know you as. And I hope this answers the question in the heart of someone. I seem to be able to function in many things, thank God. But until you are deliberate with the most specific, with the most important assignment, until you are deliberate with the cutting edge work that God has given to you, you'll be so amazed that the man will be a wonder to many as one who has potentials. But he's confused. And we have to delve into some very, because in fact, this teaching, maybe for those who have done ministry for 20, 30 years, maybe there are ones that will, but you will need it for the future. Just like the meetings we're having now. Are you aware? Don't let me see what I want to say. It's too it's too big. But I will not hold back. Is that okay now? I will not what? I will not hold back. Paul said, according to the grace, somebody say grace, that is given to me as a wise master builder, I focus on the path given to me to lay what? The foundation. Then he also acknowledged immediately that another will build on it. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 24 from verse 2. Very popular scripture, you know it. Let's start reading from verse 2. Proverbs 24. Let's go to, is it verse 4 now or verse 3? Through wisdom a house is built. Thank you. True wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is what? Established. Somebody say understanding. So true wisdom you build. But listen, if you build without understanding, you have built, but it will not be for long. Can I come again? Hello, are you with me? If you build, what you have built is standing. But without understanding, you have built something, but it won't last. Both the man of wisdom and the man of understanding seems to be building. But one endures longer. We're about to eat some strong stuff. Then true knowledge. Look at it. Verse 4 now. By knowledge shall the chambers be filled with precious and pleasant riches. So somebody is asking, how do we move from the point where everything is always dry to the point where there is divine provision? Where did this is open? How do we do that? You need to know what you don't know before. One of the things knowledge does is that knowledge brings increase. Never you look at a man that God is lifting and say it is luck. The moment you say it is luck, what he knows, you won't learn it. And never try to explain the result of another man away, in a way to look deep. It is not by preaching. It is not by sounding wise. There is something clearly here that God has. Do you understand what I'm saying? That will lead me to quickly give you this as a bonus. Do you know? This is what I want to say. Do you know that as much as God has called you, he has graced you, he has done this, he has all that, there is a niche. There is a company in your generation that assignment will succeed with. That if you are the one that pull out, you will fail. Let me show you scriptures. When we look at the ministry of Jesus, we say this is a very amazing ministry, phenomenal ministry, the most powerful ministry. I'm coming to the ministry of Jesus. We look at Mary. We look at Joseph. You are amazed. Two young individuals, Mary has been espoused to him. We compliment Joseph. Oh, what a great man he was. God could trust him. That he will not sleep with her. He's been espoused. So this way, that and all that. So you look at Mary and Joseph. Oh, carrying Jesus. A virgin will. Prophecy had gone forth. But God also knew that the virgin can be tempted. So somebody had been praying in the temple for years before the virgin herself was born. Talk less of the child. Are you aware that Anna, that woman has been praying for over 80 years. Her husband died when she was young. So let's assume 60 years of her life. The first 30 for somebody who has not been born, who will give birth to somebody else. Kept praying. Mary became a child, was born, was growing. Joseph was growing. Another man there called Simeon was also what? Praying. You look at Mary and Joseph and say, amazing individuals. But before they were born, God already gave somebody a prayer point. The person was, you will look, come to the temple, you look at those two people, you say, look at these raggedy individuals, look at them. They are not doing anything meaningful with their life. Go and get job. Go and do all these things. But the fate of the entire world was resting on their intercessory ministry. Listen to what I'm saying. If you understand this, you will never judge any man by results. That the Messiah will come two generations before him. Two people have been conditioned to a lifestyle. That woman will be wondering, why did my husband have to die? God did not kill the husband, but God took advantage of the situation. The urge to marry again was taken because the fate of the universe was at stake. Remember, in this period there was 400 years of silence. But not even the priest wearing effort could hear God. Do you understand this now? And finally, the Messiah was born, and these two strange individuals of many years came, and they were saying strange things. And that man said, now I can go in peace. Meaning that he knew, I've been carrying a burden I cannot explain. Listen to what I'm saying. Every Mary carrying a pregnancy must not be jealous of the Elizabeth that carried it first. Let me come again. Every Mary carrying a pregnancy must not be jealous of the Elizabeth that carries it first. Because there is an important thing for about the both of them meeting. When you understand this, see, one of the things wisdom does is that wisdom brings you stability. So I say, listen to what I'm saying. And thank God this minister's meeting. I am not under any pressure. When we fix this meeting, we know in the morning people will go to work. I just know something. If it is God who has called for it, it is for the purpose it is meant for. The people will come. The problem is, you start building, but you are too quick to add some things to the building. Somebody is starting a meeting, wants you to have track record. He wants to do something solid and robust, not just noise. You are so much in the hurry, you gather the wrong audience and they hinder the right message. And that's what is happening. Because we just assume that once it is ministry, it is 0 to 100. No. It is not. It doesn't work like that. You need the... Say it again, I receive wisdom. You are not saying like one who cares. Roar like thunder. I receive wisdom. Say it again. I receive wisdom. The wisdom of a builder. I receive wisdom. There is a dimension of wisdom required to build, particularly a kind of ministry that will survive seasons. There are many things people are doing that is not going to last. And we have to talk about it. Look at the book of Colossians. Look at the book of Colossians, chapter number 4, verse 17. Colossians chapter number 4, verse 17. Very, very interesting scripture. Say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. So the work that God has placed in your hands needs to be built, and it also needs to be fulfilled. That is, there is a portion that another man who will take off from there will struggle if you don't fulfill your own part. He said, pay attention to the ministry that you have received. Pay attention to the calling that God has given to you. Pay attention to it that you give yourself to all that is required to fulfill it. There is an average level of seriousness required to fulfill it. And we must not despise that place of work. There is a demand, most of which you may never understand. The demands of prayer. I'm not talking about, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the 1 hour in tongues. I'm talking about prayer that will go for years and you don't understand the reason why. There is a burden on your life, you can't do anything else. I'm talking about a burden of prayer for you to enter, listen to what I'm saying, into the depth of understanding the calling. You cannot understand your calling in 1 hour. You cannot understand your calling in 1 week. You cannot understand your calling in 1 month. There is an average requirement of stretch. For Jesus, it took 30 years for him to start. 30 years of him coming out with precision. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. So sometimes, and I really need to emphasize on the subject of prayer. I need to emphasize on the subject of prayer. Listen to what I'm saying. When you begin to notice that there is a calling, Jesus called the disciples that they should be with him. Then he might send them forth.
This is what I'm saying. Is to be sent forth without being with him is a sign that you have ambition. Any ministry that can't wait to pray, God didn't call it. You have to understand that. There is a demand. There is a prayer demand. There is no other way. Prayer is a caucus. There is a prayer demand. Listen to what I'm saying. There is a prayer demand. And the idea of that season is not just for you to have eat and run, understand and disappear. It is for you to now copy and paste that ruggedity into the remaining part of your life. That you will face certain mountains, that your response to them is not psychology. Your response to them is, they that do know their God shall be strong. What does it mean to know God? Paul said, having written many epistles, that I may know him. Do you know the word know there is the word intercourse? That I may be intertwined with him. The knowledge of God is never from any book. You may know about him, not him. You know God as you walk the way with him. Listen to what I'm saying. He will lead you like the wedding at Canaan of Galilee, where wine has finished. And he will tell you to serve water. And water will not become wine until they drink it. Meaning that at the last moment, you still believe he has failed. It is in encountering him you know there is a God that even at the last moment, he doesn't fail. If you don't wait on him to know him, you will use men to replace him, and you and the men will fail. There is an encounter with God to know him as the provider. You cannot know him as that if you are taking loan. You will have to wait, even at the face of shame and reproach, where it looks like everything will crash. You will have to wait, and he will show you, I am the God who shows up. To know God, you must walk the journey. It is an invitation. Please be seated. It is an invitation to a walk. Project that scripture. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Say it again, it is an invitation. See, if you listen to what I'm saying, if you jump the walk with God, once you jump that curve, it will show. See, you may sound whatever, but you'll be fed up with. It will show. There is always going to be a, this is what I'm saying. Have you heard people who are not popular and you are shocked to your bones? Who is this guy? Who is this person? To let you know that popularity is not anything. No. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look at that scripture. Can you give me Matthew 11:28? Give me, is it Message translation or Amplified? Give me Message first. Are you tired? Burned out on the religion? Come to me. Get away with me. And you will recover your life. I will show you how to take real rest. Verse 29. Walk. Somebody say walk. Say it again. You know when Pastor Muyupare was ministry, I was fighting tears because every now and then I meet people and you see them break down in tears. Then you have no idea what God has used your messages for in my life. When I was teaching about dysfunctional, this. Who is saying, where is this wisdom from? Listen to what I'm saying. There are certain things that you can't teach if you don't have the experience. Many of those things are from pain. That in the days of isolation and tears, I searched for those messages I didn't find. I told God, if you can bring me out, nobody else will search for it and not find. If you, let me tell you something. I know what it means to be in ministry with a dimension God has given to you that is not popular. And you know
it may never translate to anything. And you have left all. In those days, your heart will be ironed. Both the shame, the reproach, the confusion are part of the things that God needs to make a perfect man. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. When you stand at several crossroads that only God can help us now, not anybody, not any human, only except you show up, we are finished. Give me that scripture. Verse 29, quickly. Walk with me and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Now that's a tough one. Watch how I do it. Do you know how he does it? Sometimes he comes like one who will never come. Let me show you how we do it. Matthew 5:3, Message translation. Matthew 5:3. Watch how we do it. If you see whether it's nice, read this out loud. 1, 2, 3, go. You are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. With less, what? With less of you, there is what? So it looks like there's a part of him that is only triggered to come to the end of yourself. When you are exhausted all your own options, that's when you now begin to know him. Oh, we are starting out ministry. So and so person has promised us some microphones. This one some speakers. This one some screens. When you are done, you will now come and learn Jehovah Jireh. When you are done, you see, you can start out and you see what I'm saying? You are making boast about a result that is gotten without the process of God. It now looks like you are deep. People are coming to learn that thing. When seasons change, they will change teachers because they will know this one didn't learn God. Beware of ministries that men are the chief sponsors. And I know what I'm saying. Beware. I'm not saying God will not use people. But all your hope, everything. Have you learned to cry to God as a minister for provision? Or there's always somebody to text? Any Isaac that takes the seat of God in your heart will always be lost. Will always be sacrificed. Any. Somebody comes, as long as somebody comes, you say, this is the person now, this is one of the sponsors of our ministry. Sometimes to my amazement, I see ministers design flyer and they put there for sponsorship of a meeting that God called for sponsorship. And I tell ministers, the moment people see your flyer and see for sponsorship, they know you are upcoming. If you have done such flyer, you know now. One cobble you will not get. You just put yourself out like a child of 8 days. You just announce to the world, we are very broke. Oh. Why? We have not learned God. Do you understand what I'm saying? See? We must be careful of anything that gives us a faster alternative from God. Kenneth Hagin said, when the devil inspires a shortcut, ask him, what is he cutting short? Can I come again with that? When the devil inspires a shortcut, ask him, what is he what? But every shortcut cuts something short. It does. Go back to that. Matthew 11. He said, no, verse 29 now. Message translation. Oh, Shataka Balati. Look at it. Walk with me and watch how I do it. Watch how I do it. God doesn't rush. It comes just in time. It doesn't rush. It comes just when it's ready. It doesn't rush. Myself and Apostle Irene were talking today. Listen to what I'm saying. In the early 90s until Lekki 99, Pastor Iyi Adeboye was not really among the major big names in Nigeria. It was steady lifting. Steady. What do you say, steady? Say it again, steady. Never try to jump the gun. This is what I'm saying. I said to you that your problem began with your definition of success and failure. The moment you can look at a minister, one who is in process, under the hand of God, for what he has or what he doesn't have, and say, this one, look at them. They are struggling ministry. They are failing. Because you already have a definition of what success, without knowing the assignment, in a bid not to fail, you'll be under pressure. And you will jump out of the... You understand what I'm saying? You will always be out of alignment. And I've said this again and again. The beginning of marathon race, crowded. But wait for the end. Everybody, one apostolic invasion. Watch how he is doing it. He said, walk with me. Then what? Walk with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced reading of grace. If it is grace, it is not forced. Do you understand what I'm saying? Learn, learn. It takes time to learn. It takes time to master your anointing. It takes time to master your ordination. It takes time to stop struggling when you are ministering and no one gets the job done. It takes time to master the uniqueness of what breaks the cloud in your meetings. Learn. Learn the unforced. Learn to step in the unforced rhythm of the unique grace upon your life. You have tried speaking like Bishop Oyedepo, then to Selman, then to Arume, till we don't know who God sent anymore. It's time to put those garments down and now start learning the unforced rhythm. It is a progression of what? Grace. Listen to what I'm saying. I know something like I know my name. Put me in any meeting where they have scattered chair and do all those things. I will come with the unforced rhythm of grace. Listen. The anointing is not in the tempo of the voice. What makes you a prophet is not in your gesture. What makes you an apostle is not in the way your voice is loud. It is the anointing that makes the difference. No, listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how cool or fast you are. The anointing will always tell the difference. A man who has prayed will always be different from the man who is speaking from head knowledge. You'll be wondering, why? What is the... Do you see what has happened? What is happening in this conference? Different ministers come with their own uniqueness. At first, you are looking and say, what is going to happen in this session? Until you begin to see, it is the unforced... Listen to what I'm saying. Until you master the unforced rhythm of grace as touching your calling, you cannot yet be introduced. The man that God will push forward cannot be JJC. Learn all you will learn behind the mountain. Once you step there, it is the man who knows with precision. The one who knows with what? Precision. Copy, paste, do all behind the mountain. And as long as you are doing that, you will be behind the mountain. But when you master the unforced rhythm of grace, when the man God called is the man who is imagined, God said he's ready. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. As long as you stand in that thing, it flows. When you shift, you struggle. When you understand the ordination, you don't struggle in it. God told me years back, it doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is. When you show up, I will show up. So I know it. It is not a struggle.
The presence of God is going to engulf everywhere in just a matter of minutes. Allow me a few minutes. Hey, somebody has brought down the... Relax. Somebody has made the atmosphere relax. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. You need to ask, go. And the people who are watching you are already confused. Who is he? What is my own unique anointing? What gets the job done? Am I a teacher? Is it teaching that opens the door? Or preaching? Is it music? What is it? When Elisha was very old, and the two kings came to consult, he didn't think and say, what do I do? He said, get me a minstrel. And as the minstrel began to play, the Bible said, the hand of God. This is what I'm saying. When you stand in the place God needs to stand, you should not be test running keys. You must know what key opens what door. Let me say this to you. And I say this with all humility. When I need to function in the prophetic, there are only kinds of worship ministers that can function with me. Anybody can sing any day. But when I'm ministering, there is a specific. There are prophets who don't know they are prophets. The thing happens when they eat the gosher. But they go back because they don't know. There are prophets who don't know that they are prophets. And they are here. When they touch that thing, it breaks open. They walk in it, but it is once in a while. This is where you should stand. Understand the key that opens the door. And for all the prophets here who don't know they are prophets, if truly I stand in that office, let the deep begin to call to the deep. Listen, sit down, don't worry. So the anointing is not until you stand. If this is the word of the Lord, as many as are here who need by the anointing to now step in the fullness of their prophetic office, who have been trying this and trying that, either as prophetic teachers, prophetic worshippers, prophetic minstrels, apostolic prophets, wherever they are seated here, I summon you out and I call it forth. Be revived to your ordination now. We jack those dimensions back to where they belong. Let the mantle that make the prophets stand tall in their offices, let it break open upon this place. Prophetic worshippers, apostles in it, teachers and prophets, break loose. You will no longer be hidden. Let there be an awakening, a revival of mantles. Let the wind of the Spirit blow upon those dimensions. Shakata la bakate shende katai. De kata bala kente brofidesh. Every man comes to the consciousness, comes to the awareness, comes to the awareness, supernatural awareness of the office they stand, and they manifest in the beauty and in the color of it. Whether online or on site, I call on the prophetic. Shakatalabaka brefedekai. Let those eyes begin to see. Let those eyes begin to see. Let those ears begin to hear. Let those hearts begin to understand. From wherever you are, I summon your ordination. You stand in it. Shakada balaye ne makede. Evina ne monte cabinatelli, zina maton belikaye, celebotaya, vino sikai. Sit down for a while. Let's allow those under the anointing. As I speak things, the atmosphere shifted. Lekom vrenikeshta. The move of the Spirit is like a wave of waters. You don't create the wave, you maximize the move. And when the waters move in a direction, we ride on it. We ride on it. We are calling men to awareness of their God-given ordinations, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, wherever they are, I summon the operations and awareness. No longer timid, no longer scared. There is the release of the spirit of boldness to operate in it, to stand tall in it.
Shakatala baka brevende kabaya. Sele kambrevene kai.
It is the unforced rhythm of grace. Function in your ordinations. Function in your ordination. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. It is the unforced. Raise a chant. Shakata. Whether you will buy anything.
I am confident. Suddenly a new chapter. A chapter is opened. A new chapter, a new chapter, a new chapter of the move of the Spirit. A new chapter. A new page, a new scroll, a new chapter, a new page, a new scroll, a new chapter, a new chapter, a new chapter. Listen, there is a release of new depth of consciousness of where you belong. It will no longer be guesswork. You know your place. You know your place. From tonight, you know your place. You know where you stand. You know what to do. You know the message to preach. You know the songs to sing. You know what to do. You know your message. Sit down for a moment. Sit down for a moment. We're just getting started. Oh, yes. Shakata bala de kredish. There are certain things that teachings cannot capture. There is a need for the introduction of the move of the Spirit. We cannot teach everything in one conference. We can't say everything. But when he that is the Spirit of truth shall come, he will teach you all things. He will guide you into all truth. There's an awareness by the teacher himself, showing you who you are, showing you where you stand, showing you the ordination, showing you this is it, this is the method, this is the dimension, this is where you belong, this is what you bring, this is what you serve to the generation. Chekalabaha Shelemaha Vendekabai. Send the Kredisha. When the Spirit of truth comes, it is the unforced rhythm of grace. Nothing is forced. Functioning in your ordination.
Nothing is forced.
Shalaka Ibrahadish Lendigo Kisibrahan the Isi Zuki Beach the Kreenahai Zaikongli Ikon the Ika and the Isi Ekigibu the Isi Kleeganon Sigeish Leon the Ikon Pine Shaina Aina Sidon Laika Ikune Kanahai Laika Bene Iganos Laika Ino Uzi Paris Laikino the Likon the Nish Liana Keikon Gris Sevine Selemahai Kevine Don de Kilates Oh, the unforced rhythm of grace by the Spirit. The unforced, it can't be forced. We only align with it. The unforced rhythm of grace. The unforced. No more struggle. No more struggle. No more confusion as touching how to operate. The unforced. Amen. Amen. Be seated for a while. We can't build to last until we have learned the unforced rhythm of grace. A lot is stolen when there is pressure. A lot is stolen. People are trying to become what God is trying to discard because they just can't learn it. It looks like it's getting too late. So God is never late. They cried to Jesus and said, Lazarus, your friend is dead. And he said to Mary, have I not said to you that if you believe, have I not said to you, he's dead now. There's nothing you can do. But it's never too late with God. And when he said, take me to the tomb of Lazarus, and they got there. They roll away the stone. They said, no, he's been buried for 4 days. Now he stinks. Jesus had to introduce himself to her again as the resurrection and the life. They roll away the stone. And he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, he that was dead. Listen, you feel you have misbehaved. The cutting hedge is gone. The same way the axe head fell. No. All you have to do is to drop the stick where it fell. The iron head will float again. He that was dead for 4 days came out, bounded hands and leg. And he said, lose him. Lose him. Lose him. And let him go. I see ministries that look like they are dead being called back to life. People who used to be vibrant until a season came and it looks like you were lost. You don't even know how to get back in the flow. You know you were a part of a major flow. A season came. Look more like you took a break for a while and you've been searching. How do I get back? I see God saying, comfort. 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 And I see God saying, tell the prodigal sons, go back home. The famine has started. Before the field gets dry, return. Return. I don't know who God is saying this to. The prodigal son went on a faraway journey, away from the father, but not away from the love of the father. the love will always reach there. Go back. Go back. You see, certain doors will never be open for life. We maximize every season of doors that the Holy Ghost opens. That is how men change levels. It is not of him that willeth, that runneth, but of him that what? Doeth what? Mercy. It is the mercy of God that brings that season. And when you miss the season, you will have to wait the queue. I see people who have missed seasons, and mercy is bringing back time. I say, listen, listen. And I see people say, hey, look, I'm seeing what looks like a school setting. And they are saying, join the assembly line. Say, but I'm not on uniform. It will be brought. I used to be in school. I discharged myself. Joined the assembly line. I used to be a student. I was rusticated. Joined the assembly line. I used to be there. They used to call me an apostle. But now I don't even know who I am anymore. Joined the assembly line. I used to work miracles, signs and wonders. On campus, we shook everywhere. I don't know what is happening anymore. Joined the assembly line. The mercy of God has turned back the hands of time tonight. For men to find their bearing back to where they stand. This is the word of the Lord. The hand of God has drawn back time. Like the days of Joshua. That the sun stood still for the battle to end. Like the days of Joshua. That time stood still for the conquest to end. I see God reversing protocols and saying, you might have been lost. You might have missed it. I am bringing you back. Join the line. No teacher can discharge you when it is the owner of the school saying, join. It is my school. There is hope for a tree. Even though it is cut down, if the stump remains in the head, at the scent of water, there are people under the sound of my voice who are now a shadow of what they used to be. But something, your hair is growing back. Your hair is growing again. Your hair. You see, sit down for a moment. If you know, you know. You know I've left my message. I can't teach it. Trust God for another opportunity. But this is the move of the Spirit. The moment Samson was apprehended, the first thing they did after cutting his hair was to pluck off his eyes. That was the first thing. That even if you return back, you will not return the same. They took off the eyes of Samson and they began to use him for fun. The ones might, there's nothing glorious about being an ex-champion. Samson is not a story. Alagbara, no. Look at him. The man of yesterday. And whilst they were at that, and he was being reproached and being scorned, somehow, in the corner of his heart, he was finding his way back to God. There was no record of any time he prayed. But God was always waiting to hear the prayer. And as he began to cry to God, that this one last time, give me strength again. And the Bible said, his hair began to grow. That was supernatural growth. In the midst of it, his hair. They were mocking him. They were laughing at him. They were making jests of him. But while they were doing that, his hair began to grow. At stage one, he was still not a powerful man. But he was not where he used to be. The hair is still growing. Look at him. Idiot poured water on him.
Somehow they were not aware that the hair was growing. I wish Samson had encountered God as the one who can restore the blind eyes. I wish he knew that the restoration can be total. I wish he knew that that could be a fresh opportunity to show God in another dimension. I wish he knew. But your revelation of his benevolence can limit your restoration. If only you know that you can come back whole and intact. If only you know that it doesn't have to be average. And what he asked for was what God gave him. And one more than all the days of his life, when that strength came, what he did that day was far more. I perceive strongly again, and I'm saying it, there are men who miss the queue. And it looks like the assembly line has been dispersed. God is calling people back and saying, join the queue. Can these dry bones live? Scattered, very many, in the open field, in the wilderness? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? When our ministry started, somebody called you, Pastor Julius, and said to him, he said, stop following this man. This ministry will end in less than 6 months. He was vouching for it. But who is it that speaks? Who is it that, is it God? Who is it that says a thing when God has not said it? Somebody looks at you and says, can you ever do well in ministry? Can you? With the way you are talking. But it is the anointing that makes the difference. It is the anointing that makes the difference. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. It is the unforced. No more struggle. When you teach with precision. When you preach, it is with precision. No gambling. No guesswork. I say no gambling. No guesswork. I say no gambling. No guesswork. Somebody was sharing a story with me. The individual, just for some reasons, began to avoid me. And said, fellow is a good person. Said, if I should come around this man once, he will know everything about my life. He will know what's going on. So the fellow stopped, just avoided meetings. If you have joined PPC, you know you can just say strange things. And one day, the fellow didn't join the meeting. I was online. And the roommate was listening to PPC. And the individual just wanted to pass. You know, this man can't spoil. Let me just pass before I will hear there's somebody here. And as the fellow was passing, he heard, there's somebody here. This is the issue. Yeah. Just to pass, they caught me. You can be that precise. Where's Dr. Folari? He was treating a patient. He had some cases. Joined PPC. The Lord said, there's somebody here. There's a chest issue. Because one of your arteries blocked. This. He said it occurred to him. This is the condition. You say God doesn't know medicine. You can be that priest. That doctors know that if we join this meeting, this one we don't know the symptoms. If we press, it will come out. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. Let every man stand in the calling wherewith he is called. Understand the uniqueness of that. And I'm telling you, I was saying, yes, it looks like a joke. I'm not joking with you. Book of the most powerful, I have very comprehensive notes. I write comprehensively. But let me say this to you. Book of the most powerful messages I preached came like flashes. Something can just happen, and that is the message for another 2 months. Unforced. I now know I have to go and labor get the scriptures, put it together, get my theologies right. Unforced. You have been struggling because you are copying another man. Unforced. Both in working of miracles, unforced. Seeing healings of different kinds, unforced. Broken bones joined together, unforced. Legs growing out, unforced. Blindness receiving sight, unforced. And I see people coming to that level of precision. Oh yes. No more struggle. I said no more struggle. I said no more struggle. I say again, no more struggle. See, lift your hands to God where you sit. By your spirit, show me to me. By your spirit. Let me come to a level of awareness of my calling. By your spirit. By your spirit. By your spirit. By your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. How many of you have ministries that is connected to the miraculous here? Please stand. Walking of miracles and all that. I just see so much strong release in that direction. So much. You're about to see the impossible become possible. It is the beginning of a new normal. Lift your hands where you stand. Your consciousness is opened to that operation. Your consciousness. As I speak, the power of God is going to come on the palm of your hands. Just help them. Don't bring anybody out. Help him, help him, help him. Hey. There's so much weight coming. That when you lay the hands on the sick, I see two people receiving the presence of God like a gift. To communicate it anywhere, effortlessly. One, two, help them. It is the unforced. We are not struggling. It is the unforced rhythm of grace. I see somebody with a unique anointing for tumors, cancers, any kind, unforced. 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 I see move of the spirit. I see again campuses. Again campuses. Help them, help them. It is your unforced. Oh yes. Oh yes. It is your unforced rhythm of grace. Thank you. Have you been blessed tonight? Lift your hands and give God praise. For a new season of unforced rhythm of grace, give him praise. You are stepping back with precision, clear understanding, precision. For the seriousness your destiny demands, precision, clear understanding, firm awareness of where you stand, firm awareness of what he's doing, precision, precisions. Precisions. Oh, thank you, Father. Lift your hands, everyone. As you go tonight, I ask that the presence of God tabernacle on you like a cloak. Even in your dreams and visions, there will be continuity. It will be clear that God has marked this moment to begin something new. There is no more confusion. Full awareness. Full operation. Full dwelling in your calling. Full manifestation. You stand tall and you stand strong in it. No more confusion. It is done. And as you go home tonight, we clear the path for your sake. Angels are dispatched for your sake. Again, I ask, by the operation of the Spirit, a new normal begins now. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.